Finally today, one of the great cycling races, the Tour of Italy, the Giro d'Italia, concludes its 100th edition on Sunday in Milan. Riders race across the island of Sicily, over to the mainland, and straight up from the heel of Italy's boot to the top of it. 80 years ago, an Italian won the race. His name was Gino Bartali. He won the Giro two other times. Bartali also won the Tour de France twice. Jonathan Friedman is an avid cyclist who knows the Gino Bartali story well, especially the part about how Bartali risks his own life during the Nazi occupation to save the lives of hundreds of Italian Jews from the Nazis.
You know, there's a famous story where he smuggled documents in the frame of his bike, thinking that if he would be stopped, he would tell them that nobody should touch his bike because it was set up perfectly for racing and shouldn't be tinkered with. So he was able to use his training to move around the country in ways that others couldn't, because movement was generally restricted and under suspicion.
That was pretty clever, taking documents and sticking them in the hollow tubes of his bicycle frame. How many Italian Jews was he able to assist?
Well, the numbers come out to be about 800. But, you know, it was also taking documents to Assisi. Assisi had a printer there who would print the documents, and then he would courier them back and forth. I think there's one story where he was under suspicion. I mean, he did get stopped and sent to a notorious prison where one of the fascist leaders, who was famous for torturing, got him under his thumb. And in the end, I think one of the soldiers who knew him intervened, and he was able to get out of jail after a couple of days. But it was certainly was a very scary moment and showed how dangerous it was what he was undertaking.
What drove him to do this risky work?
My personal feeling from reading his story is that all his life he was an underdog, you know, coming from Tuscany, where it wasn't really the hotbed of cycling. So I think he identified with outsiders. Another factor certainly was he just had a very strong sense of right and wrong. And then when it came to what he had done, he just kind of swept it under the rug and didn't make a big deal about it. So I think definitely his humility shines through. And I think he had also said that he didn't want to overshadow others that had done an equal amount. So I was in Italy last week riding in his honor. And one of the things that I was really happy to do was we spent some time in Assisi, and we went into a church where they hid Jews like in a subterranean cellar. And I personally went down just to have a look. So I think he felt that it wasn't just him, and if he spoke about it, you know, he would get the glory and others would be forgotten.
But Gino Bartali's story has kind of consumed you. I mean, can you explain why Gino Bartali's story has become such a part of your own life?
Well, that's been a bit of a shock to me. You know, if I were to psychoanalyze myself, I mean, my grandparents were Holocaust survivors from Hungary. And so when I first heard the story, just by chance, I was visiting an Italian barbershop. And I knew the barber for many years. He was from the old country, and he introduced me to a producer of a documentary called My Italian Secret. The story just really, really hit me. It's the romance of cycling. It's the heroism. It's the fact that he was a famous sports figure. And I just thought, wow, what an amazing story. And I asked around, and nobody seemed to know it. And I just thought, you know, this is something I can do to honor his memory. Let me do something small. I rode in a charity ride, and it got front page coverage in the newspaper Corriere in Florence. And I said, wow, this really resonated with people. And so I pressed on, and I brought the idea to a professional Israeli cycling team called Israel Cycling Academy. And that's when it really grew into something much more meaningful, because we rode in Italy. But I feel that it is important to shine a spotlight on heroism, because it's relevant to our own development as people and for our kids to see that people risk their lives in a terrible time.
I got to say, chain-smoking, Chianti-loving, 34-year-old cycling legend just seems like it's made for the Hollywood treatment. When is that going
to
happen?
Oh, I'd love to see it. And, you know, if there's anything for my own personal amusement that, you know, that would be fun for me is to just be one of the cycling extras in that kind of film. So it's a real comeback underdog story with heroism set against the backdrop of, you know, of the war. So I think from that perspective, it would make a fascinating film.
That's Jonathan Friedman in New York telling us about Italian cycling hero Gino Bartali. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.